News Radio KMAN, good morning at 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and what we've been doing lately here is we have been inviting to visit with us on the air live at this time an official with the COVID-19 task force here, and we have Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us this morning. And with an opportunity to bring our listeners up to date, Julie, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, branded people started off the newscast with something that could be considered, you know, I guess you could almost say chilling. The number of hospitalizations at Via Christi, Ascensia Via Christi Hospital, has increased somewhat dramatically. Bring us up to date on where we are with numbers, and then let's talk about those hospitalizations.
Sure. So we did have 106 new cases over the weekend, bringing the county to a total of 5,384 confirmed positive. Out of those, 477 are considered active cases, and 4,885 have recovered. And as of yesterday afternoon, or yesterday evening rather, there were 25 positive patients being cared for at Ascension Via Christi. Four of those are in the ICU. So yes, this is a record high that we're seeing right now at the hospital. We've never seen anywhere above 18, I believe.
Yeah, that's
our percent positive. Oh, go ahead.
That's not just a record high. That just blows past the previous record.
Yes. Yep.
Unfortunately.
So we're in constant contact with Bob. I know he'll be on Thursday morning so he can speak more to this, but communicating with them every day to really monitor that situation there at the hospital.
Well, and I know that one of the things that we are concerned about is capacity at the hospital. And one of the good things is that, you know, we have inoculations with many of the healthcare workers. Have any of those had their second stage of the inoculation process?
Yes, I believe so. Just last week, they had their first round, I guess, of the second dose of the vaccine. So hopefully by the end of January, everyone there will have gone through their second dose of vaccination.
What do you attribute this increase to? Is it because we just got through the holidays and a lot of people got together?
I think there's a little bit of that. I think we're also seeing some transfers from other counties in the state. And so there's a little bit of both of that. But yeah, I knew we'd start to see the effects of the holidays, Christmas and New Year's about this time. And we could still see that as we go.
Okay. Well, one of the things that a listener had asked me to present to you was what is seemingly a slow response to the vaccines getting here, and not just necessarily to those that are in the healthcare world or residents of some of the elder care facilities, but with regard to individuals that are over the age of 65, there are a lot of them that are out working still. Some of them are just, you know, living life in retirement. Where is Riley County and maybe the state of Kansas in? Where are we now with the distribution of those vaccines?
Yeah, so last month we administered 470 vaccinations to healthcare providers, urgent care providers, EMS staff, and some health department staff. As of right now, we do not have any vaccine on hand. That's a common question that we get. We get a lot of callers and a lot of individuals that will email us asking us about the vaccine. We don't have any on hand right now, and our intentions will always be to get the vaccine in arms and not to have them sit on the shelves. We are hopeful that our next shipment will be in by the end of this week, but we do not have any indication of how many doses we'll receive at this time. Now, we have been in constant contact with our licensed healthcare providers in the area. But we're asking if there are any providers in Riley County that still need to get on our list. We're asking that they email us at COVID-19vaccine, that's COVID-19vaccine@RileyCountyKS.gov, and we'll get them on our list to be vaccinated. We expect that about 3,000 doses will help get us through that first phase of all healthcare providers. So that's where we're at right now. We're in that first phase, and we still need to get through all of our healthcare providers. And I will say this includes mental health as well. That's another common question that we get. We have made KDHE aware that this is how much we'll need. Actually, they just reached out to us late last week to ask exactly how much we need to get through phase one. There are a lot of counties, especially smaller counties, who have made it through that phase and are waiting to move on to the second one. Some maybe have already moved on to that second phase, but we still need to get through that first phase. So at least KDHE knows how much we need, and we're hoping to start seeing that quickly here in the county. Once we finish phase one, we'll move on to phase two, which includes those 65 and over. And we are using KDHE guidance, which was updated just last week, so that is available on the KDHE website. We're using that guidance and kind of working with that. We'll be notifying everyone when we're moving on to phase two in order to make sure that we're reaching those who want the vaccine. We are asking anyone with general questions or concerns regarding the vaccine to please email us at vaccine@RileyCountyKS.gov.
You had addressed mental health workers, and that is becoming an issue nationally, and not just, you know, with regard to the workers, but the number of patients that are coming through. I saw a statistic that came out yesterday that one in every six individuals in the USA has sought mental health care here since the pandemic began. That's a lot.
Wow, yeah, that is a lot, and we kind of expected to see that a little bit. Unfortunately, with the layoffs and the way the economy has gone, it's very unfortunate that we're starting to see that. But yeah, seeking mental health care is so important, and so we definitely want to get those providers vaccinated as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's next? You know, just kind of waiting on more vaccines, and we're still continuing with the saliva-based testings up in Seco Park, and is that just through the end of the month?
Right now, it's just through the end of the month until we hear more from KDHE if they will extend that. But yeah, that's available through the end of the month, available at Seco Park Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. To get registered, you can visit gogettested.com/Kansas.
Okay. Will it be open on Monday, Martin Luther King Day?
It will not. No, they're closed on Sundays in the holidays.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that if it would be available or not. Still have a lot of folks that I know that are kind of monitoring their own health symptoms. And if anybody has any concerns, you've got resources to help them figure things out.
Yes, absolutely. If you have any symptoms, please call our screening line, 785-323-6400. We do have a nurse answering that phone line. Please have patience with our nurse. It's just one individual answering that screening line, so she could be on another call. You can always try to call back a little bit later. We'll have that line available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and it will be available next Monday on Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have some better numbers as far as hospitalizations, and those numbers can kind of get back under control. But, you know, when you're at 25, that creates a capacity problem up at Ascension Via Christi and any other hospital, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And this is something we've been trying to avoid, and unfortunately we're getting to that point. So we really need to urge the community to stay the course, you know, continue to wear your mask when you're out, avoid large crowds, wash your hands as often as possible, do those things that we've talked about all along. And really what we're starting to see, or what we have been seeing, I guess, now for some time from our contact tracers is, you know, with our positives most recently, we're seeing them come from smaller gatherings like dinner parties and birthdays, also some weddings as well. So just kind of be aware of those things. Maybe think twice before attending those things, or, you know, avoid as much contact as you can when attending those events, because we are seeing a lot of our positives most recently come from those smaller gatherings.
I know, you know, you still have the application for folks that are having some events that are coming up in the future, whether it be a wedding or some other type of gathering. What's the process for people to check in with that?
Sure. It's a very easy process. You just go to our website, RileyCountyKS.gov, click on the coronavirus link, and you'll find the form there. If you are organizing an event with more than 50 individuals, we ask that you fill out that form online. We'll usually get back to you within the week and may ask you some questions about your event, but that's how you go through the approval process. So, like I said, very quick and easy. It's all done online.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll continue to share those messages. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
And we'll have Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi Hospital joining us on Thursday in the same time slot to give us an update also on COVID-19-related matters here within the community. It's 7:12. A look at our forecast is next.